convenient. Constable McPherson recognized you at once. Lady Hilda, we've no desire to bring trouble to you. Please be frank with us. It's your only chance.
I tell you again, you're under some absurd delusion.
Well, then I'm sorry for you, Lady Hilda. I've done my best, but it was in vain. Is your husband at home?
No, I expect him at one, with the Prime Minister. Oh.
10 minutes. We shall wait.
Yes, yes, you're right. You're right in every detail. Though how in the world you found out? You can't know the relief to admit it at last. You may believe this or not, gentlemen, as you choose, but it was for my husband I did it. I'd cut off my right hand before I gave him a moment of sorrow. For heaven's sake, don't tell him. It would break his heart.
Where is the letter?
Would to heaven I'd never seen it. Here it is.
Now, where's the dispatch box? Does your husband have it with him?
No, not this morning. It's still in our bedroom.
Take us there. Quickly, give me the key.
Mr. Holmes.
The duplicate key, the one you used before.
I threw it away. I couldn't bear to have it in my possession.
Madam. Watson, Holmes, I don't know if I can do this. Be so good as to keep a check on the time for me.
Just gone 7 minutes to one.
7 minutes to one. Very well. Lady Hilda.
Mr. Holmes.
There's some details of this affair are still not clear to me. I presume that Rufus was blackmailing you.
Yes, that was the exact case. He had a letter of mine, a very foolish letter written before my marriage, to a friend. I meant no harm, but my husband would have thought it criminal.
6 minutes, Holmes.
When Lucas contacted me, I thought he wanted money. I was wrong. It was to be an exchange. If I gave him Arthur's letter, he would return mine. I should dearly love to know how that man laid his hands on it.
In cases of this sort, I'm afraid it's usually through someone on the household staff.
I would have sworn to their loyalty.
It's possible that Lucas had some hold over one of them. Has any servant shown signs of unusual behavior recently?
My God, Annie, my maid. I've had to speak to her more than once.
If it was her, she might well have thought that the murder inquiry would uncover her connection with Lucas. She's probably been terrified.
How dare she do this to me?
Yes, as I said, to protect some secret of her own. Yes, the threat of scandal is as powerful for a maid as it is for a mistress. Perhaps more so.
Hardly, sir.
A serving girl dismissed without a character will never get another place. In 2 months, she'll be on the streets, and inside 12, she'll probably be dead. And Miss Annie stole your letter to buy her own safety, just as you stole your husband's.
I tell you, I didn't do it for myself. I did it for Arthur. If Lucas had sent him my letter, he would have allowed himself only one course of action, whatever the public consequences. Our marriage would have been at an end, and with it his honor, perhaps even his career. What was I to do?
Take him into your confidence.
I couldn't.
How did you get the duplicate key?
I took an impression of my husband's. Lucas told me what to do. He had the key made. He arranged everything. He knew exactly when the letter would be there and what it would look like.
Yes, he had an agent in the Foreign Office, no doubt.
He boasted of it. Called the government fools that they could be so easily deceived. But he assured me that no harm would come to my husband, and I took the letter. It was simple.
When you returned with it to Lucas?
We made the exchange. It was all very formal. Then, as I opened the door to leave, it was like some fearful dream, a woman screaming in French. I turned away from her, and I saw Lucas just closing the secret compartment under the carpet. That's how I knew where it was. Then the woman pushed past me into the room, and I ran. I was happy. I had my letter. If I'd known what the future would bring...
Clearly, your happiness didn't last long.
The next morning, I realized that all I'd done was exchange one trouble for another.
Yes, when